a different team. I mean, different coaches, different players. So, you know, it's something that I'm not familiar with, and I'm just learning at the same time.
How did it all come about for you, this change? Was it a surprise when you got the call? Were there other teams involved?
You terms of signing with New England?
New England, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it was other teams, and it's just a place I thought I fit best with, and, you know, I was familiar with a lot of the coaches, and I knew most of the players, and, you know, I thought I'd be able to be productive in this game.
One of the things that Tommy Kelly told us last year was that Bill is very bottom line when it comes to talking to veterans and seeing what he expects out of you and saying, look, this is the situation. He didn't kind of sugarcoat it. What was your experience with him when he was kind of explaining that process to you?
It was very similar. I mean, came in, he told me what he brought me in for, what he wanted me to do, what he expected of me, and, you know, that was it pretty much. It was pretty simple, straightforward, and went from there.
Any surprises to this point?
No. Everything's been what I expected. You know, just getting out there, just getting back in the mix of things, and, you know, learning defensive calls.
You feel 100% at this point?
Yeah. Yeah.
How much are you looking forward to just playing football after, you know, seeing out last season?
I'm excited. You know, I've played football for the last, I don't know, 15, 16 years. So last year was a little tough not being able to be out there and play because I was hurt. But, you know, it was exciting to be back doing OTAs and now doing minicamp, being a part of stuff. I did it for a whole entire year, so I'm excited to be out there.
Well, can you speak to, I mean, I think you'd only missed 5 games in the first 9 seasons until last year, and can you just speak to the ability to show up every day and what maybe that means to you?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, I've been used to going out competing every single day and playing and being involved and being part of a team, and last year was kind of a little bit different, you know, not being able to do that, but, you know, that's something that's in the past, and I'm just looking forward to the future now and being able to come out now and, you know, mini camp and OTAs and practice with the team.
This place isn't for everybody. I mean, Bill's a different guy to work for than some of the coaches. And what made you think or makes you think that you'd be okay here?
I mean, just from talking to people, you know, searching around, you know, there's a lot of places that are made for people. So I thought this was a good fit for me, and, you know, I'm excited about being here.
But what do you see as your role here?
There's many roles. We haven't really discussed that. Told me where he wanted me to play, just as far as defensive end, and that was pretty much it. You know, he wants me to go out, work hard, and get better.
What's your experience in 3-4?
Yeah, played a lot of 3-4 in New Orleans with Greg Williams, and last year with Ryan.
And you played 4-3 as well, obviously.
Yes.
So you feel pretty comfortable if they want to switch things up?
Yeah.
Will, have you primarily lined up on the right side in your career?
Yes. Right. Yes.
How do you feel? I mean, the left side when you flip over there. How significant of a difference is that?
Not that much of a difference. The last couple of years, I've been bouncing back and forth. So, you know, my preference is to play on the right. But if I'm needed on the left, I'm able to go play both sides. So,
how does it change? I mean, responsibility-wise or technique-wise, when you're left side versus the right?
I mean, other than it being the left side, it's really not that much different. You still got to play the run stops different. You still got to pass rush the same way. It's just a different side. It's just something that certain guys aren't comfortable with. I'm comfortable with it, and, you know, I'm willing to do it.
What's your impression of Chandler Jones as a football player?
I think he's an awesome football player. Goes out, works hard every day, and, you know, I knew him somewhat when he was in college at Syracuse, so good to see him grow into a player he is right now. He's a dominant player.
How did you know him?
A friend.
Oh, really?
Through a friend of a friend.
You've had a very long and distinguished career, and so you get the injury last year, and what made you decide to come back versus saying, you know, maybe this is, you know?
Well, just my love for the game. Something that I love doing, love going out competing, love playing on Sunday. And, you know, I play for myself as well as my family and my teammates. So it's something that, you know, everyone wanted me to go back and do. It's something that I wanted to do. I'm excited about doing it.
Do you have goals for yourself? Do you have goals?
Yeah, I have goals.
What are they?
I can't tell you that. But, I mean, you have goals. You know, I just want to go out. My main goal now is just to go out, get back in football shape, make sure I know the playbook in and out, and be a helpful teammate.
How close are you to what would be football shape? Are you at a weight you'd like, or right now?
Well, I don't think you get in football shape till you actually put on the pads and actually start banging and hitting people. So no, I don't think anyone here is in football shape. We're in great conditioning shape to be able to run around and do stuff like that, but in football shape, that won't happen until camp.
After so long with one team, is it tough transitioning and adjusting to the Patriots?
No, it's not tough. It's just something different. Life has a lot of different challenges, so you just got to be able to take them as they come along and adjust. So it's something that I'm looking forward to. I'm originally from New York, so I'm an East Coast guy, so it feels good to be back on the East Coast.
I know it's early, you'll probably get asked this again, but Breeze and Brady are considered two of the all-time greats. Have you already seen any comparisons or similarities between those two?
They're both great players. I'm not into comparing the guys. You got to watch the film and do that yourself. So. But they're both terrific players and both great players.
How about coaching philosophies and organizational philosophies? I mean, you're often asked about the differences between the Saints, Patriots, but what about the similarities between Sean Payton, Bill Belichick, organizations?
They're both winning coaches and both ask for a lot from their players. So I think that's important when you have coaches like that to challenge their players.
The humidity here.
What humidity? So, but the weather's actually been great, so, and that's another something that I'm not used to, the weather being this.
You mentioned this, the differences. What's the biggest one for you?
The biggest difference is just being in a different city, living in Foxborough. That's probably the biggest difference. Football is football, coaching is coaching, workouts are workouts, everything else is the same, just location is just the difference.
Between you, Ninkovich, Jones, Wilfork, how good do you think this defensive line can be?
I think it'd be awesome. Everyone in the National Football League is talented, so we just gotta go out and execute and play at a high level, and I think it'll be good.
Did you travel with the team at all last year?
Yes.
Were you here for this game?
No, I didn't make this game.
Do you watch on TV?
Of course.
What do you remember about watching the end of that game?
The Patriots won.
what do you remember watching Brady and how he performed that last drive?
Yeah, I think he threw the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah. He did, yeah.
Would he still make you home in New York? I'm just curious. You said you're East Coast guy.
I live in Louisiana, so, but that would still be my home in terms of where I live at. But my home now is Foxborough and with the Pacers.
How much longer do you want to keep playing?
As long as I still have the drive and the ambition and still want to go out and compete each day and win. And as long as I want to win, I'm going to be out there playing.
Said, okay, it's one more for me here.
I don't think I take it one day at a time. I try not to overthink myself and think years down the line. So
you may have been asked this, and I apologize if so, but playing with guys like Vince, Tommy, veterans, going through similar circumstances, coming off injuries, that experience, I mean, how much do you guys lean on one another and take from one another, and how much do you welcome the opportunity to play alongside guys like that with their experience?
Yeah, we're all competitors. Busting his butt, Tommy out there busting his butt trying to get back, and we all kind of encourage each other, and we all came in the league at the same time, and we all followed each other's careers, and we're excited to be playing with each other now.
Guys, let's take two more.
How good are you feeling about the knee right now?
Well, obviously I'm feeling pretty good. I had a full day of practice, so it doesn't bother me. I'm ready to go.
A couple guys have come in and talked about the opportunity to play alongside someone like Vince Wilfork. How far back do you go with him, and what kind of relationship do you have?
I knew Vince since college, and we played him in the national championship, and always followed his career. Always thought he was a great player, and always would have loved to play with him. And now I get that opportunity this year.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.